Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Stefana Johnson. You're listening to Yogavachi's Healthy Living Laboratory. It's Sunday night and we are live here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm excited about the week ahead. We've got some great things happening to end February. Some areas it's still snowing and cold, but that does not mean that spring's not right around the corner. You know, I like to start every show with a celebration. So let's look at what you have to celebrate. What's going right in your life today? Maybe something happened this week that you'd like to celebrate. Just take a moment. Let's bring that up. And when we go over something that we've done well or we've had a success or we take the time to actually celebrate something that's going well in our life, we reinforce that, and it's a great habit to get into. So for me, I'd like to celebrate meeting some new folks this week and getting the feedback from the people that have been listening to the show and have been watching some of my other shows and just hearing how maybe some of the simple things that I don't think impact others actually do. And when I hear that feedback, it gives me the encouragement to go forward and to keep doing things, even when it feels like, well, why should I even bother? So that's given me the impetus to go ahead and keep this Sunday night show going and keep it as a regular thing for folks. So I've got a neat question from Shelley. And she was bringing up about the subject that we had last week on how is there only one exercise or there's only one diet? And her question was, so there's got to be something, because there's studies and there has to be just one exercise that would really help me lose weight. And so I wanted to talk about this tonight and go over what I know as far as the history. The bottom line with exercise is this. You don't have to go into a gym. You don't have to go anywhere to actually get exercise. The fact of getting up and moving, whether it's walking, dancing, just moving your body, and ideally moving your whole body, right? So walking is a great example of moving your whole body and really integrating the whole body. Swimming, different activities like that. When you go to a gym and let's say you isolate one muscle with, let's say a bicep curl or a hamstring curl, or you're doing one single exercise, I really find that the benefits come from whole body exercise. And that's why with Yogavachi, we're doing functional fitness. We're moving, we're pushing, we're pulling, we're going laterally. So we're doing the functions that the body is not only capable of doing, but really improves all other components of the body when we do the pushing as well as the pulling, when we do the reaching as well as the extending as well as the contracting, and we're combining all of that. So that's one part of the component, is that moving the whole body. If you just want to have like, what's the one exercise? Well, you need to get up and move your whole body. And whatever ways you're willing to do that on a regular basis, you need to do that. So the second part of her question was, well, is it better to exercise in the morning or at night? Now, here's my answer to that. There's lots of views on this, but this, for me, is the one answer that you can take home and say, okay, yep, I'm going to apply this. And that is, when are you willing to exercise? So if you, that's the best time to exercise, right? When are you most comfortable exercising? When do you feel like you would get the benefit from it? When would you keep that habit up? For example, if you wake up in the morning and you exercise as the first thing you do, and you do that every single day, awesome. But if it's not something that's sustainable or doable for you, then you're probably not going to continue it. But let's say, for example, you go for a walk after your lunch, and that's your exercise. You go for a 15-minute walk in one direction with your coworker, and you come back. That's something that's doable. So we want to look at what it is that's doable, not what time you do it. There's a lot of this, oh, well, if you exercise in the morning, then your metabolism's up for the whole day. While that's partially true, there's some truth to that, but that's not factual. The truth really is the best time to exercise is when you're actually going to exercise. So look at it that way. And once again, we're looking at creating your own laboratory, creating your own life. And part of being a scientist in your own laboratory is that you observe. So observe when you feel best, when you, if you have empirical evidence, that means you actually have a tangible result. When you exercise or when you take a yoga class or when you come into Yogalachi Studio and you do some kind of movement and exercise, you feel better. There is no question. There is a direct correlation with exercising. Boom, we can observe that that is a fact for life. You feel better. Or you can observe that when you do this type of exercise, like extreme heavy lifting and workouts that are not ideal for your body, that you tear muscles and you hurt yourself and you get injured and then you're out for the month with a knee rotator cuff or whatever injury. And that's evidence that that would not be workable for you or ideal. So again, that's you saying, what's going to work for me? What is effective for me in my life? Bottom line, moving, more movement equals more, you're going to feel better. No question about it. We know that. I think that that's for anyone, anywhere on the planet. Your body's meant to move. And it's meant to move in multiple different ways. And it's meant to move multiple times during the day, not just a 15-minute or 30-minute or hour-long workout at the gym. It's meant to move. So we want to get up and take sit breaks. We want to go and take walks throughout the day. It's not something that you just check off your list for the day and you're done with it. I really encourage movement to be part of your lifestyle, that you're just thinking more of how can I make it so that it's easier for me to move my body. So hopefully that answers your question, Shelley. I think that you're never going to get me to say, you must do this. It may come out of my mouth that, oh, this really works. I love, you must go get these blueberries. They're fresh. And I might say something like that, but it's really about you empowering yourself and taking back control of what it is you want to do in your life. And with Yogalachi, I'm looking at these aspects of movement. So that's fitness, what we eat. So it's nutrition. Right? And then our mindset, like what are we feeding in our brain? What are we thinking about? What are our thoughts? Are they sabotaging what we're eating? Are they sabotaging what we're doing, how we're moving physically? You know, it is all tied together and it all works hand in hand. You cannot segregate out the mindset piece and say, okay, well, I'm just going to forget that I'm have a crappy attitude and I hate my body. And then think, oh, well, I'm just going to go and work out and that'll make it. Nope, they all go hand in hand. You got to love your body and you got to love every ounce of that little cottage cheese thigh or whatever, you know, hell damage, as my husband calls it. It's like, come on, we got to love it. We got to love it. All right, so I'm going to put this other question that was sent in about rebounding. So the rebounder, which is a mini trampoline, and I do some exercises with it, and I like to teach using the rebounder because it's great for folks that have really, it's impacting as hard on their knees, so they can just walk on that rebounder, but they can still get the benefit of like the lymphatic drainage. You know, the body's moving and you can kind of move on the rebounder. You don't have to bounce, you can. And someone wrote in and said, okay, so what about that trampoline that you have? And so I'm going to just answer something specific about this for them. So with the rebounder, it's like a little mini trampoline. This is something that we started when I like 30 years ago, this was the in thing. And it's come back around about 10 years ago. It came back around and it's just always stayed with me. I've always had it in my studio and folks will use it to bounce balls off with it. But I use it in my studio definitely for rebounding. So you can get on your rebounder and you can bounce with both feet. I like to change it up so you can either jog, which is alternating your feet, or you can bounce with both feet and continuing to alternate that for a few minutes. I love going for 7 minutes, 1 minute with jog, 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 up opposing feet, and then both feet together. You can bounce in feet, out feet, in feet and out feet. But the bouncing together with those feet, that is the mix that you want to do. So you want to mix with that jogging of alternating the feet and then mix with putting the feet down together, bouncing almost as if you're bouncing like a pogo stick. So both together or, you know, I don't like to do jumping jacks. So I'm not going to say jumping jacks, but the legs going out, legs coming in, and they're bouncing at the same time. So hopefully that answers your question. And again, everybody's different. So we want to look at these components around food. There's so much confusion around food, but the truth is you have to really define for yourself what is food. Red Bull is not food. Sorry, guys, it's not. It's not going to fuel your body. It's not actual food. If you look at what the definition of food is actually something that's going to rebuild. It's going to nourish. It is going to replenish. It will be something that the body can use as a sustainable form of specifically beneficial for the body that can actually enhance the body, okay? So that's what we really have to get clear on is what's food, what's not food. We sometimes like to call it or get this concept around, okay, is it beneficial or is it harmful? There is no neutral. There's no food that, if you're going to take food in, you can define like, okay, is this cup of coffee food? It is not. So we can't say that cup of coffee is, or even tea really, it's not food. It's not something that your body is going to use to replenish. It may feel like it, but what it actually is doing is it's like a stimulate, it's stimulating it, but that's not food. So let's get really clear on what our food is. Let's talk about what we're going to plan for the week. We want to plan for our week ahead, and then we want to prepare, and then we want to go and produce the week that we intend. So setting our intention for the week ahead, let's move more. Let's eat real food and let's do what we love. It's really easy to get in the habit of doing things that we don't love and that gets real miserable real fast. So again, plan your week ahead. We're going to move more. What can you do to move more? What's the one thing you can do in your life on a daily basis starting with Monday through next Sunday that you can do to move your body more? Is it walk, park a little further away and walk? Is it get up from your sit break, set an alarm every 15 minutes and just get up and do some tricep lifts, dips from your chair? You know, watch the videos that I have on the workout of the day. And eat real food. So just choose something. You know, you cannot go wrong with eating more greens. And they can be delicious. They can be fabulous. They don't have to be disgusting. In fact, you can make some of the best salads ever. And then do what you love. So every day, choose to do something you love. And if you don't know what that is, that's the time you need to take to actually discover for yourself what is it you love. So I'm Stefana Johnson. I'm really excited to be opening my studio in the Pacific Northwest. We're going to have a grand opening on March 20th. So that whole week, the 20th through the 25th, we've got grand opening classes, prizes, amazing stuff happening. We are in the studio and we're still working. We've got private and semi-private clients right now, but we're opening it up to group coming up. So it's Stefana with yogilachi.com, Yogilachi. Have a fabulous week.